This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Because today's a little bit different, hour number three, which is coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This means where we flip-flop things. This means now we are with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. So joining us again, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli. What's up, Hep Katz?
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Roger, you can take off if you like, unless you want me to give a little introduction.
Well, I can take off, I suppose, and then you can.
All right, but we're going to limit you. We're going to limit you. You're not going to talk for 8 minutes or not. Give me a chance.
All right.
Look at the clock. Look at the clock.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling,
time's up.
All right. You let me know, I'm sure. All right. We posted an article a couple days ago, Bill, and basically it really harkens back to what we discussed a few weeks ago, and you basically put the bug in my ear about whether we face in this nation a civil war. And in a metaphorical sense, clearly there is a civil war, or at least civil unrest, possibly leading eventually to actual armed conflict. At the moment, we don't have that. But at any rate, in our article that Stephen and I wrote, we explained that not since the American Civil War have two sides of this country been at loggerheads with each other. And the way that the American Civil War is portrayed today, and I'm not by any stretch of the imagination a expert on the Civil War, but I would say this, that whatever you get in the media tends to be oversimplified. And they like to point out, well, it was all about slavery. Well, actually, it wasn't. Probably came more to the issue going back to the original ratification of the Constitution between the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist, the concern about the Federalist as understood by Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, George Washington, looking for a very strong central government and weak state government. And then you had, on the other hand, the Anti-Federalist, John Hancock, Patrick Henry, Richard Henry Lee, a few others that were very concerned about a strong central government. And I think that that was probably their doing that we have the Bill of Rights. The Federalists basically wanted to say, well, of course, the American people have all sorts of rights and liberties. And the Anti-Federalists, I think, were a little cagey, and they understood. They said, well, let's put those down anyway. Let's codify and etch them in stone. And it was only through the Bill of Rights that I think that there was an agreement then to ratify a constitution that would create clearly a strong central government. But when we look at the American Civil War, and what we really see is this notion of anti-federalist as understood by the original founders of the Republic, that the states wanted to be left alone, that they had a particular way of life, but more than that, they wanted less control from the north, from the northern states, the eastern states that had no conception of their values, of their wants and needs. And that really was the thing that touched off, I believe, the American Civil War. Ultimately, because the South lost, and I think really more to our detriment, we have today a very, very strong central government. And but with a with an odd twist, and I'm going to let Stephen chime in. He may wish to talk about the particular points that we made in our article before I go more in depth on this issue of federalism, anti-federalism, and the various paradoxes that we see happening in various states like California that claims a right to a manifest destiny, but in a way that is really inconsistent with any true notion of our core values, our history, our desire to protect the interests of the citizens of this country. All right, Stephen?
Bill, how much time do I have?
You have 3.5 minutes. Go.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to take all that time. Hey, Roger, thank you. You know, we're going to let Roger eloquently describe this little history lesson that we're all getting. But what I'd like to do for our listeners and for us as well is to try and simplify this. The way I see it is we have a problem. What's the problem? Well, we are losing our freedoms, and we cannot let that happen. We're losing it because we're not taking an active part or as active as we should in protecting our constitutional rights. I don't know exactly how to say it, but especially the young people, I'm concerned about the young people, and we have an obligation to teach them and to serve as a proper example. We have a lack of allegiance, a lack of respect for our country. How that happened, it probably happened incrementally, just the way the gun rights of England and Australia and all these other countries in Europe let it happen incrementally. That's the way I look at it. We have a problem. Now, rather than panic, I would like to think positive and say, okay, we have a problem, but we also have some solutions. And if we can, Roger, as you talk further about what we did in this article and the problem that we're having, maybe subconsciously look at it from the viewpoint of what we really know, and that is we can change all of these problems by voting. And let's use that phrase that we came up with, vote right. We need to vote. We saw that in the primary elections that Trump candidates, they all won. Now they have to beat the Democrats in the elections. But we voted. We must vote right. And we must, each of us, serve as a proper example in everything that we do every day. And equally important, I think we need to teach our children, our grandchildren, the youth of America. They're the ones that are going to really solve the problem. So if we could think about this situation in a problem and a solution, I think it'll all come together, and I think we will prevail.
Stephen, you did that like a consummate pro, because you have lined me up to take us into the break, and for that I appreciate it. These guys are getting good.
You're welcome.
Getting good. Arbor the Squirrel. Both these guys are featured writers at Amoland.com. You can find their stuff at their own website at ArborlessQuarrel.com. When Mr. DeAngeli is not gallivanting the globe, you can find he and Roger Katz right here at Lock and Load on Wednesday nights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guests from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. And not too long ago, I did not realize, and I, for me, Roger, this is sort of a compliment. I really appreciate it. But I did not realize it when I said, Roger, do you think we exist in a state of undeclared civil war that would get you thinking this long?
No, very perceptive a point, and it made me think, and it's really taken me in different directions, and
and gave me a lot of food for thought. And
you know what? And you know what, Roger? If you remember, we had this conversation about a few years ago, too. Bill, I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you last year at the NRA convention, but one of my vacations, I met a group of young college students. They were from out in Midwest, and they were in Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. I'll never forget that. We were riding these go-karts. It was pouring rain. We were full of mud. It was like being on a jockey of a horse in the Kentucky Derby, raining, you know, and splashing with mud and everything. But it didn't matter. It was 95 degrees. We were having a ball when we stopped at a pit station and had a conversation. Of course, I had to bring up guns, Second Amendment, et cetera. And this group of about eight young people, six guys and two young girls, they actually said, you know, we have guns, and if anyone tries and takes our guns, you know, let them try. They're never going to. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, we've already got a petition in our state and some of the neighboring states to secede from the union. And I said, guys, I really don't think that's ever going to happen in today's day and age. And they said, mister, I don't know where you're from. And they said it respectfully. And I told them, I'm from New York. And I said, I've had a gun since I was, you know, lawfully able to have one. You're talking to a person that very, very much believes in the Second Amendment. But when you talk about succeeding from the nation, I said, that's, you know, you might be on the far end. He said, well, that's how strongly we feel. Well, I was like, I didn't know what to think. I mean, in a way, I felt like, wow, that is fiction. And I wish we had that same conviction for our flag and for honoring our country. You know, you don't have to, we don't have to all agree on everything, and you could disagree with political viewpoints, Democrat, Republican, independent, doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, I think we need to pledge allegiance to the flag. We need to pledge our allegiance to our country, and we need to sort of like the slogan here in New York when you, and it says, see something, say something. You know what? That's the problem. When we see something going wrong, we need to say something about it. We need to get involved. It could be a simple thing about a school teacher not doing the right thing in a classroom, or a sport event, or politicians who say, oh, we'll endorse you, but you got to be against Trump. I mean, little things like that should immediately light up a flag. And Roger, do you remember me mentioning that situation to you?
Yes. Yes, you did.
And you know what? It always comes up occasionally. And Bill, I'm glad that you mentioned this then to Roger, because Roger and I, he called me and he spoke to me about it, and he really, really did light up a flag, you know, start a flame going. And this article, Roger really started a great draft of this. We did work on it together, but I got to give him credit. This is his baby, and I hope everyone reads it. And we're not advocating secession, of course not. But what we're saying is this is for real. The line in the sand is drawn now, and people have to stop going against Trump just because it's Trump. And we need to start stopping that, because he is a duly president, and we need to let him represent the people and do the business of government. And anyone who is hindering this, you know, in the wrong way, needs to be stopped. That's my opinion.
Well, he's actually doing a very good job, too. So, I mean,
he is doing a good job. Yes. But you know what? One quick thing. You know, interestingly, you know, we talked about it briefly. Eric Schneider in New York had to bail out as New York State Attorney General. And now all the liberals, you know, in the Democratic Party are vying for that spot. Well, on the news last night, one of the woman who wants to be the new state attorney general had to give a little speech before the assembly, being considered by all the big Democrat Democrats now that are going to call the shots and say who's going to be able to run and whatever. And one of the criteria was that, oh, and you have to continue our campaign against Trump. I couldn't believe it was on the news. I turned around to my wife. I said, did you hear that? That's part of their agenda? And they actually said it?
Yeah.
That they have to go after Trump.
Well, they better watch themselves, because I'm waiting to hear from you regarding taxes here very shortly, Mr. DeAngeli, where you're like, so Bill, what's the real estate like down in the upstate of South Carolina? Because you get the full brunt now of everything, and I'm sure you're not going to, you wouldn't be alone. I think a lot of New York people are going to leave New York. A lot of California people are going to leave California. So. And I'm almost certain.
Yeah, that's a problem, too, because all these liberals are coming down to your state and down in the South, and they're liberalizing the South. And California, half of California is in Colorado. I understand that Denver and Boulder are more liberal than New York. And maybe you guys have to put up a wall and stop the North from coming down South.
Maybe. I don't
know. How about that?
That might be something.
How about that wall?
To consider. That will.
We might have. You know what? I'm going to open up a wall company. Make some money. You want to? You know what, Bill? There's an idea. We can make a lot of money building walls.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a growth potential, unbelievable growth potential. Coming up on the next break, I'm talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. And I'm going out a minute early, so we'll continue on. But that would be one business that I've thought about, and there's actually people that do this. Would be to set up a business on borders of states like New York and New Jersey and everything. And if you're driving up there and you have a gun and you don't want to, run the risk of getting caught with it because you're now entering East Germany, just having a place where you could, rent some space and, have a bonded company there that will keep track of your gun in a nice little lockbox all its own and everything else. We could call it, I don't know. Gun caddy or something.
I don't know, but I don't know. Well, though, I'm going to just spend 1 minute after the break and then let Roger do it, because I'm going to give you a real example of what happened today, the subject is gun-free zones. But let's leave it to that. Go on your break. I'm going to talk for a minute, and then I'm going to let Roger take over.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
All right.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This hour we are talking to the guys from Arborless Quarrel, Roger Katz, Steve DeAndrilli, going here and there as we discuss this one little basic premise that I've had in the back of my mind for quite some time about, you know, I just don't think there's a common ground we can ever find. So I've been thinking that it's all over now except for the shooting part of it. So I posed that to Roger. I did not realize what I was going to do to the poor man. So who's picking this up?
Bill, hey, Roger, let me just say one thing and then I'm going to give you the floor here. Bill, we were last talking about border states, building walls, sort of goes into the category of gun-free zones. You know, we've talked about this in the past, and Arborless Quarrel actually even published an article about a Marine who came to New York from Texas carrying a gun to celebrate her birthday and go to the War Memorial with a friend. It was actually our article, Who's Pack City, about this horrific situation on how the police department arrested her. A former Marine who served several tours of duty in the Middle East. And the NRA published it in the November 2015 issue of America's First Freedom. I was appalled. But she wasn't the only one. There was a single mom in New Jersey. We probably remember that one, too, that was arrested for carrying her licensed state gun. The point you mentioned, Bill, brings this to mind, because today – I've spoken with two people here in New York that told me that one is a New York State licensed concealed carry holder, he's allowed to carry his gun in every county, including New York City.
Wow.
And yet, when he has to go, and yet, when he has to go into the county office, police department office, to renew or to get a purchase order or to make any notification, he's not allowed to enter the building with his gun, which means he has to leave it home, and then he has to go back home and go to work with it because that's why he needs it. But the bottom line is you can't enter the building with a gun. So he took a background check. He got a license. He went through a major ordeal. He's licensed to carry, but you can't carry in a police building. An active police officer can, of course, and a retired police officer can. What's the difference? They're both licensed. They both have the authority. But let me go a step further. I also spoke to a licensed FFL dealer today. Licensed, New York City licensed to carry unconcealed, unrestricted. Cannot go into one police plaza, police headquarters, with his gun. We need to do something about this. It's gone too far. There should be a way. I remember a friend of mine who was licensed to carry unrestricted in New York, did business with the federal government, went into the federal office building, had an appointment, a written appointment, carried his gun, went up to the security federal officer, said, listen, here's my license. I'm carrying a gun. Can you please safeguard it for me? They pounced on him, cuffed him, locked him up. Well, you know what? We can't just say, oh, that's okay. I mean, we've got to stop this. That's a subject that goes hand in hand what Roger's going to be talking about as well, because it's a destruction of our rights. It's a building up of this now, which is going on, where the left don't care and they're just pouncing on our rights, and they're really affecting lives. They're affecting it not only financially, they're affecting it. You get a criminal record. You have to hire a lawyer. This is a big ordeal. It's got to stop. And how do you stop it again? We have to start voting right, and we have to start doing stuff. And now I'm not going to say anything because, Roger, I'm sorry, but I just had to get that out. Guys, think about what I'm saying. We got to identify the problem, but we got to come up with a solution.
Stephen, actually, the point that you make, we can consider that in other ways. Look, we're beginning to have a very stratified class society. And clearly, an individual who has a carry permit, law-abiding, has the training, but there are many areas of a particular jurisdiction that prohibit that individual from carrying a gun. And, of course, you've got the federal buildings, you have banks. I think in the national parks, an individual's license can carry, but again, each state might have its own particular requirements, even though you're dealing with federal land. So who knows? It can get very complicated. But beyond that, remember the original New York State Act that Cuomo and the anti-gun people wanted to get off and running so quickly that they failed to realize that some of their draconian measures were also impacting police officers. And that had to do with the number of rounds in a handgun. I think the New York City Police Department uses the Glock, probably the Glock 17, that would have 17 rounds. And the way that the law was originally written, it did not make a distinction between police officers and the average citizen.
Right. For a few weeks, cops were walking around. Roger, for a few weeks, cops were literally walking around the streets of New York carrying their Glocks with 15-round magazines, and the law allowed them only to carry 10.
Right.
They were felons. They were felons for a few weeks until they changed it.
Yeah, and we see that also in respect to these so-called assault weapons. I indicated I think it was a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Deerfield Village,
where this is in Illinois, a small little township. And originally, there were very restrictive laws regarding so-called assault weapons about the manner in which an individual who was licensed to possess and own an assault weapon would be able to do so, but would have to have it locked up when at home. So it would not be available for purposes of self-defense. And then the city fathers came up with a new law that basically banned assault weapons, or let's just say any firearms, semi-automatic firearms that are defined in Illinois law as assault weapons. And this village of Deerfield said that the average person can no longer possess one unless that individual basically does what is necessary to make that weapon inoperable. And but there's exemptions, and the exemptions, of course, written in have to do with the police officers and certain people in the military, federal peace officers, and so forth and so on. And so why do we have this particular distinction? And it's
the let me get you to hold right there on the distinction part. We're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we'll hear the end, the punchline to that story, because I'm very interested in that one myself. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at Amoland, where they are featured writers, amoland.com. Also at Arbalest Quarrel, and right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Lock and Load. We are coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. My guest this hour, from Arbalist Quarrel, are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli. And we've been doing a little back and forth here and there, and as we go along. And this is it. This is hopefully where we find the punchline. So please, Roger, if you would. I would love to hear your conclusions on this this thought process.
Well, basically the point I want to raise and leave with your audience is the arbitrariness of laws and the manner in which both state governments as well as the federal government tends to oversimplify matters to the point that basically to justify or rationalize laws that are patently illegal, and that's where we are today. I started talking about the distinction between federalism and anti-federalism, and the idea of federalism today is the notion that well, there are powers that the federal government has, and those are enumerated in Article 1-3 of the U.S. Constitution, and then based on the 10th Amendment, all other powers belong to the state government or to the people, and there is something of a paradox today because we find in many instances that state governments can be as overbearing and unruly as the federal government. Certainly, anyone who believes strongly in the supremacy of the Bill of Rights would have a very dim view of the restrictive laws in place in state governments like New York, Connecticut, Illinois, Hawaii, California, and there does not seem to be any real recourse. I wanted to, if I can, go back to this notion of civil war that you and I and Stephen have been talking about. Yes, we haven't, this is not a civil war, at least not yet, but the point is that two sides are so impractical that there is no compromise. There can't be none. There can't be no debate because on a very basic philosophical ground, there's no way that compromise
is even possible. And we see that played out with the Bill of Rights. Basically, those that we will call let's just say liberals, believe that all law is man-made, and that includes the Bill of Rights. The Constitution means no more and no less than any man-made statute that Congress or that a state government would enact. And conservatives generally believe, as I do, and Stephen does, and as our third business partner believes, in the supremacy of the Bill of Rights as natural law existent in the individual himself. And because these codified rights and liberties were not man-made, they cannot be annulled by a government, be it state or the federal government. It is a bit unusual, too, to basically see the gun rights advocates, those that support the Second Amendment in a very basic way, looking to the federal government for a so-called constitutional carry law. That seems to be, at the moment, in abeyance. God knows if that will ever be changed. And but clearly, what we're looking at is a situation where the federal government is looked at as the ultimate decider of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, that that right will not be infringed. And that all states must recognize that right. And here we get into the paradox that states like New York that have their licensing scheme, or California, that believe that gun possession is a privilege. And it's becoming a privilege more and more overtly to accrue to politicians, very, very wealthy, police officers, but not the average citizen. And I find that very disconcerting. And I would be careful about any federal statute proclaiming the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall be consistent from one state to the next, because I do not want to see the Second Amendment turned into a statute, because if the Republicans were to give us a statute of a constitutional carry, and then the Democrats take over and then repeal it, and then make the argument that, well, look, gun ownership and gun possession today is, after all, statutory, and we should not look on our basic civil rights and liberties as somehow supreme over and above those of the statutes that Congress enacts. Stephen, do you have a point to make on that?
Yeah, I have the solution, Roger. We're going to vote right. What are we going to do? We're going to vote right. We're not going to let it happen. We're going to stop this stuff from going further. And we're going to keep an eye on these politicians, and we're not going to tolerate it. That's what you have to do, all right? We've talked a lot about it. We've written a lot about it. We're going to continue to talk and write, but you know what? It's time to take some action. That's what the solution is.
Yeah, the problem is in this day and age, and this was clearly an anathema to the founders of the Republic, they firmly believed that serving the government was a sacrifice. That one's real job was what? His profession, his trade, if he was a farmer, agriculture, farming his land.
Well, we could solve that too. We could look at Trey Gowdy as an example, a guy who turned down a federal judgeship offered to him by our president, a guy who could run for Congress again or perhaps even Senate. And he said, no, I'm going to go back to my law practice. What we need to do is look for politicians like Trey Gowdy and get them voted in. Let them serve a term or two. They're going to return back to their home and practice law or do whatever they do. Maybe they'll join our company, the new fence building company, you know, or the wall builders. And there you go. Vote right. Build walls.
Yeah.
There's no build. You asked for it. I just thought of it. Vote right. Build walls.
I sort of like that. That just sort of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
And pay now. And pay now.
Right.
And pay now. There you go. Vote right. Build walls and pay us now. Pay us now. And you know what? Anyone who wants their wall built by our company, which we're going to form, we will give a sizable donation to the charity of your choice, to the NRA, and to other organizations.
We can have a toll. Any illegal immigrant coming into the country will pay us.
There you go. A toll. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love it. Roger, you're the best. Yep, a toll. There you go. That's right. Pay here. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of paying. I want to see what I'm getting for my money now. Let's go. Let's put their feet to the fire. There is a solution. All right, and let's get this national carry reciprocity done before it's too late. And it won't be too late. Trump is going to be around a long time.
And we also
he's going to nominate
the U.S. Supreme Court take up. One of these.
Two more justices to secure that, and a lot more circuit and federal court judges. And he is. And he's going to. If we let him.
And we've run out of time. And we have run out of time, guys. As it always is. I love the brawl. They'll be back for more fisticuffs. Thanks for joining me this evening, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. You know the drill. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.